Hi there, this is Paula Jones from Sugarbox Coaching and thetoxicrelationshipqueen.com. And this little audio today is about five signs that your toxic ex was a narcissist. I just want to clarify something before we start. I'm not a doctor and I'm not diagnosing here narcissistic personality disorder. However, there are definitely signs to look out for in narcissistic tendencies. And those tendencies would always mean you were in for a bit of a hard time in your relationship. So with that in mind, it's worth looking at the behaviour that we may have to put up with in our relationships. Narcissists have a tendency towards being self-centred, a bit showy in their generosity, and sulky when they don't get their own way. So if you've been wondering if they could have been a narcissist, then here are the five signs to look out for. So number one, superiority. The narcissist really believes that they are above other people. They might not form friendships very easily at work, and if they do, they'll have a tendency to refer to them simply as colleagues rather than friends. Now, if you had friends at work, there's a fair chance that your ex will have diminished those friendships and dismissed them as fake. Their superior attitude will make them doing the annoying superior sniff. You know what I mean, don't you? You know, when you say something, they pause for effect and go, give that dismissive sniff and then launch into all the reasons why you're wrong. Lovely, isn't it? Pretentiousness and conceit are the giveaways. And they'll claim that no one could possibly know you as well as they do. And there seems to be a real belief that they're better than others. And a person with healthy self-esteem and a realistic self-image will recognise their strength and weaknesses, and they won't need to pull you down. The second is a lack of empathy. Now, did you lose a family member when you were with your toxic ex? And did they support you and look after you? Or did they somehow twist it to being about them, or simply not acknowledging how much you were hurting? The narcissist really doesn't love anyone but themselves. They can show empathy in an intellectual way, they'll behave as they know they're expected to. But if they're particularly toxic, they possibly won't even bother with that. And it's great to be told, it's about time you stop grieving a week after your father died. Food for thought, that one. Number three, are they the injured party? Did your toxic ex walk around with a face like a smacked backside? I bet this happened because you either disagreed with him or her, or you were critical of something. Now, I'm fairly sure we all like to keep arguments to a minimum, and kicking someone when they're down is unfair, but I'm not talking about that. What I mean is the smallest, unintentional, slight or disagreement over something you couldn't ever predict happening. But why don't you like say at a beaters, that's just stupid. Can you hear how stupid you're being? True story. If you upset the finely tuned equilibrium of someone who loves themselves more than can ever pretend to love you, then expect to pay for it. Public displays of generosity. Look what I've done, bought for you. This is quite a toughie to deal with. When someone's making a big show of their generosity in public, it's hard to see how other people might view it when you're stuck in the middle. Now, speaking to friends and family, I know that it was seen for what it was. It was a big act designed to make me look, quite frankly, like an ungrateful bitch. But the narcissist doesn't see it that way. It's another notch on the scale of, look how great I am to do, you don't deserve me. And a reason for them to play Ben Folds 5, Song for the Dumped, at full volume at you. Another true story, find it on YouTube and enjoy the line, give me my money back, you bitch. And then finally, gaslighting. This is a bit of a power trip and it's very odd, manipulative behaviour when you're told that you are stupid to like something or that something that you believe happened really didn't. And this is because they want their own way and it's behaviour that you go through when you're put down, you start to believe it. Believing it leads to you living a life where you're constantly put down and you're trying to defend yourself or decide that you won't put up with it again, and you end up crying and apologising for hurting them somehow or other, and the situation's turned around so you're at fault. How dare you confront this treatment, ask for respect after all. So if you live through these, it's a good chance that you were living with a narcissist. Speak to you soon.